You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it gonna be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-thru burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein. No artificial flavors or colors. No chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
That they have an idea of where this is going as far as the head coaching hire is concerned, with now with Matt being in control because of the connections. And I think it's easy for us to always do that. But I am also a person who totally believes in sometimes hiring people you don't know, because it brings a different perspective. And we don't need, as we've said, we don't need Matt being a yes man to Arthur Blank, and we certainly don't need more yes men coming in and being that right. to Matt Ryan.
Fresh set of eyes.
Correct.
Man, right.
So when you hire somebody, sometimes, not all the time, that maybe is just out of the realm of what you want to do, Mike, it helps you in a different way. What does Matt Ryan need to be successful? Meaning, for his job now, being over controlled, controlling all the football aspects of things, not the business side, guys. Remember, this is just football, right? On the grass, as one of our former coaches used to say. What does he need to be successful? And I'm a true believer in this head coaching hire is going to be as important as anything to him, because they're working hand in hand. This coach is going to set the tone day to day, whether Matt's at practice or not, Mike, or how much he takes that in. Mm-hmm. But that's, I think, going to be as big as anything for him to be successful, not just with wins and losses, but how you set up the culture of where you want to go.
Right. And but this gets us back to the the subject we debated at length last week. What's the pecking order? Who's making these decisions? Our buddy Garrett Chapman, who's doing work for SI, was asking the question, does Matt's role impede the ability to bring in a general manager? Because you know, the only general manager you're going to get is going to be a guy looking up to Matt Ryan. In other words, Matt's going to command a lot of he's sucking up a lot of the oxygen in that room, which, by the way, I'm fine with. But can you find someone who's going to be the guy? Like Dan Reeves called all the shots. He had the guy Richardson was like the GM that basically dotted the I's and crossed the T's.
Sure.
Back in the day. But are you going to be just a functionary, though? And is that a job? Are we going to have a hard time filling that GM role?
It's a great question. It really is. I'd like to think that whoever takes that role on, when they're sitting there and they're talking about the team and the general manager is laying things out as a general manager should, because that's his job. At that point, Mike, when everything's laid out, let's just say there's a big whiteboard, however you want to describe it, and Matt goes, I don't think we should do this, but I like this, this, and this. And then the general manager carries that out. But the ideas and the processes still come from the general manager. Guys, Matt can't do this all, okay? I mean, as much as we want to put him in all these places and doing all these different things, Mike, he can't do it all. If you're hiring a general manager, you're going to have to trust that general manager to do the job. And then when you sit and talk about all these things, and at the end of the day, when Matt goes, like that, don't like that, I think we should do this. Cool. Then somebody's got to follow that plan.
Now, the media will have a chance to talk to Matt around 11:30 tomorrow. It's scheduled. Matt's press conference at Flowery Branch. And just try to get some specifics on, I mean, this is why I said, yes, Matt could be, and why don't you just make him president, GM, and you will surround him with a bunch of assistant general managers and guys that'll do all the things that Carl is talking about. You know, the business of football that we don't expect Matt to know every aspect of, but, you know, to make the cap and to make everything else work and the other roster moves, et cetera. But that's why, I mean, it's a valid point. Why don't you just make him the grand poobah? I am the president and general manager of football.
He's got the big hat.
And I'll have some minions, but I'm my way or the highway. And I keep Arthur Blank at arm's length from meddling and getting in the process, which is, look, why haven't we won in 8 years? Because Arthur meddles. Arthur's got his fingers, whether he admits it or not, involved in this, and that's got to go away.
Here's Matt, by the way, on the set of CBS yesterday, discussing being hired by CBS and how it helped him transition from being a football player to finding another purpose, and now he's got another one.
It's always hard when you retire as a player and it's over. There's a finality to it and you have to move on. And there's this empty void in your life, you know, of filling that space of teammates, the locker room. And that's difficult. Yeah. I think that's difficult to deal with. And, you know, when I left, I was so lucky to be given the opportunity by David Burson and by CBS to become a part of this team. And my first year was, you know, with the crew on the road and we were calling games. And when you're out on the road calling games, you become a team and, yeah, and a group and sort of a traveling circus. And I'm thankful to that crew. And then the last 2 years, you guys have become my team. And it's helped me a lot because it's not easy.
Yeah, man. I thought that was very telling. Because a lot of guys do struggle in that transition from being a player, especially when you play a long time, right? I mean, it's all you've known. It's what you do every day. It's your purpose. And then that's why a lot of these guys hope to stay around the game by becoming broadcasters. The point is, some are good, some are not. And so it doesn't necessarily work out for everybody. But for Matt, he's saying, look, you guys helped me with that. And now, Mike, he gets back to another purpose, which is helping our city, helping a team that he put on the, you know, the map with the MVP and the Super Bowl run and all the things that he was able to accomplish, become great. Guys, this isn't about being good. Like, Matt Ryan doesn't take the job just to be good. This is about becoming great and sustaining winning. And again, I don't want to win a Super Bowl every year. I'd love to. But can we go on one of these amazing runs like some of these other teams we've seen, Mike, where we're in it? You know, in the playoffs, 6, 7, 8 years in a row, maybe we make a couple of Super Bowls, maybe we win 2 or 3. Like, can we get to that point?
Yes. Yeah, but, like, the pieces are there. I mean, look, this is not one of those teams. It's, you know, part of the reason some of those teams have $100 million in cap space at UC, because they're terrible. They've made bad moves over bad moves, and having that cap space isn't a guarantee you're going to turn things around. We've already got the things you need. We've got a star running back. We've got a star wide receiver. We got edge rushers. We got line. We got corners. We got a safety. We got stuff. So now the key is we've got to fix the quarterback. That's why the head coach for me has got to be an offensive, specific-minded coach. You got already got a guy in Ulbrich who can coach your defense. That's why I lean towards Kubiak and or Stefanski. And it's not a knock on Harbaugh. I think we'll be satisfied with Harbaugh too. But I think you've got to get Penix straightened out, or a no-nonsense evaluator says, look, guys, I know you drafted him. He ain't the answer. And that's my opinion. And that's why I said to you last week, I didn't like Arthur kind of coming out saying he's a franchise quarterback. I hope it doesn't discourage people from maybe not taking the job because they feel you have to make him your quarterback.
Yeah, look, I think the answer for Arthur at the time was the answer for Arthur at the time. I think, Mike, if someone was to come in here, and let's just say it's Harbaugh, and he came in and said, look, seen a lot of quarterbacks in my life. My brother played quarterback. My dad was a coach. You know my history. I don't think this young man can take us to the next level. But they're not publicly going to come out and say that, even though Arthur may say, okay, what's your answer? And if Harbaugh was to say, hypothetically, well, we got to go get another guy. We need to draft another young guy. I don't think publicly they would say that. I think Arthur said that because that's where we are right now. You know that phrase, I am where my feet are? That's kind of what this is. He's here. He's on the roster. He's still inexpensive. We got to ride with this. But if for whatever reason, Mike, we find out in a year that this isn't what we thought, we can't stay the course.
Yeah, and look, I still think, as I said to you last week and the last few weeks, I still think we can find a way to thread the needle and be competitive, even if you got to go with the stopgap quarterback. Because let's just say, for argument's sake, is Penix Jr. going to be ready to go week one? Don't know.
Don't know.
Week two? Don't know. Whenever he comes back, you know, if you, and then at that point, see, you really can't have an open competition once the season starts. You feel me? That's why this really kind of puts Penix Jr. behind the eight ball.
If you got to happen in camp.
If his rehab with the knee, you know, if we bring in, again, take any of your journeyman quarterbacks with Jacoby Brissett or whoever, which I know is not going to excite anyone. You're going to want to see if, you know, if this guy's the guy. Or we take a flyer on a quarterback in a late round. Again, odds are long on that working out. But guess what? You know, Brock Purdy worked out pretty good as Mr. Irrelevant. Maybe we catch lightning in a bottle in that field. I want to see Penix succeed. I just don't know if he will, because right now it's a giant question mark.
Yeah, look, and you brought this up last week. We've been talking about it. Let me ask you this, because it is a question that I think we've got to wait to see. But if anybody's going to evaluate him and says he has belief in him and he thinks he can do it, shouldn't that guy be Matt Ryan?
Totally. I mean, who better than a guy that played the position at the highest level, who's got a relationship? And again, I heard a guy say, well, he's boys with him. No, I mean, Matt was doing what you expect Matt to do, reach out and give advice. And you know, Penix said he's been a great resource for him. But at the end of the day, Matt's got to make a decision to make the best decision for this team.
All right. As we talk about all this, by the way, rumor is reportedly that John Harbaugh has two top choices, one being the Giants, obviously us being on that list as well. We do not know if that's true. Again, they have not interviewed yet. What we do know is that the Ravens, where Harbaugh came from, Mike, have completed an interview with Cliff Kingsbury today. These interviews, guys, are ongoing, as we said. And over the weekend, if you missed it, Falcons already talked to Kevin Stefanski, Clint Kubiak, we knew, Anthony Weaver. They're going to talk with Mike McDaniel, the former coach of the Dolphins. All of this stuff is going to happen. And if you're going, well, Dukes and Mel, when are they going to hire somebody? Maybe as soon as an hour from now. Who knows?
Right. Now, guys, like in the case of Kubiak, you're probably not going to hear anything involving him until as far as Seattle goes, right?
Correct.
I mean, it's unlikely. It may, then as you said, it may happen where the news will leak out. It'll be a distraction for Seattle. That's a them problem. But if it's Kubiak. But if it's Harbaugh, we could talk to him. You're right. Harbaugh could be in this. He could be a Flowery Branch Wednesday.
And by the way, I don't think you rush this. If it is Kubiak, Mike, and you've already said you're our guy.
Right.
And we're just going to wait. And we have to wait a couple of weeks here. And let's just say Seattle wins next weekend, which they'll be the favorite. They're at home. Then that might be the tail for us. Right. That we're waiting. These other coaches are falling into place. And all of a sudden, we're still holding out. That might be pretty obvious. And that's, by the way, for those who forgot, is how it happened with Dan Quinn. Quinn was making the run to the Super Bowl with Seattle back when, and we were kind of like, well, who the hell are we hiring? And Quinn ultimately became that guy after they made their run.
I saw that, you know, Mike McDaniel is scheduled for an interview. You know, for instance, for argument's sake, if you hire Harbaugh and Mike McDaniel knocks it out of the park, we've always said no one debates his offensive mindset, right? Mike McDaniel.
That's right.
And you've already got Kubiak. If Harbaugh is cool with Kubiak, you've already got Ulbrich, I should say, in place. And if Harbaugh is cool with Ulbrich, if I told you again, Mike McDaniel mentoring Michael Penix Jr.
I like it.
And a lot of folks in South Florida felt Tua was just busted and it was beyond repair. Then I'm cool with that too.
Tua's limited. This is why the whole draft thing was crazy to me to begin with. And then the Dolphins doubled down and paid him.
Yeah, and the arm strength was never there. He was never there.
He's limited, Mike.
Penix Jr., even on shaky knees, has got better arm strength by a long shot than what Tua brings.
Yeah, that's why I'm with you. Look, any of those potential solutions, I'm game for. And I hope you guys are too. We got a great poll question up. Day-Day, is the poll question up, by the way, at Dukes and Bell 929? All right, because we're asking you, who do you like? As far as the options are concerned, and I just retweeted it and put them up. See Dukes. Follow Mike at Mike Bell ATL because I think it's interesting. When we talk about Stefanski or Harbaugh or Clint Kubiak, who do you like? Is there one that you like way more than the other? I will tell you this. I do like our choices. I don't feel like we're taking second fiddle if one of these guys is not there.
Hiring cycle 2 years ago, I wanted no part of Belichick. I wanted Jim Harbaugh. Harbaugh's gone, you know, by the way, won 10 games, went to the playoffs, he's sitting at home now. But I thought Harbaugh should have changed the culture, shocked to the system, and that always seemed like a long shot. Raheem was always kind of a compromise hire, you know, and you look back at it. Now, in hindsight, you got to go back to Mike McDonald, who's out in Seattle. That who should we have hired? That was the guy. But hindsight being 2020, you got Kubiak, a young guy. You got Stefanski, who's been there and done that. And you got Harbaugh, who's got a Super Bowl ring. Those are good choices to have.
Yeah. I'll say this, though. The guy in Seattle knows what he's doing. That's John Snyder. Snyder got rid of Pete Carroll. He traded Russell Wilson when everybody said, you're crazy. He hires the right coach 2 cycles ago. To your point, Mike, and they've drafted like crazy. Look at their defense. Then he goes and says, well, guess what? We're going to go pay Sam Darnold. I mean, like, he has an idea of what they want to do, and they've been really good. And all of a sudden now – Seattle, Mike, you know, it was what, 2012, 2013 when they were really good. We played them in the playoffs. Feels like they're back. It feels like this defense has an identity of its own. And I'm only saying all of that to say there is leadership in that organization.
Right.
It's something we have not had.
No, and again, I don't know. I mean, it's I think it was Paul Allen, right? The wife and the family.
Mom, Dad, I'm not throwing shade, but the whole New Year's resolution thing, kind of slipping, no offense. Anyway, my best friend Jenny's dad, crushing it. He uses Blue Apron. He says he ordered one pan assemble and bake meals and these things called meal kits. They're all super easy to make. He keeps yelling, protein and fiber, baby. Also, the food, we tried it. So good. So maybe you check it out or whatever. Blue Apron. Get 50% off your first two orders plus free shipping with code LISTEN50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Family, they don't mess with the football product. Mm-hmm. See, that's the key. Just let the football people do the football. And I know it's look, if I was a billionaire, yes, I'd be in. What's going on over there, guys? Well, what'd we call that play? I'd be on the sideline too the last 5 minutes. You know? Hell, I might even wear a uniform if I owned the team. But it's gonna be hard. If Matt, that's why I hope Matt, if nothing else, Matt can be the buffer to keep Arthur out. I know that the narrative they try to spin is he's not involved. Well, then who the hell wanted Deshaun Watson? Come in. Ironically, moving Matt out of this organization at the time.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is, if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sophia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy bobopedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback. I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. One in four students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.